Last weekend, great weekend of volleyball, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a phenomenal weekend of volleyball. You know, we came in and we got to work and we were able to try out a few different things. We're still trying to, you know, I keep saying this, I'm like trying to figure out our strongest lineup, and I think we're just going to move things around to see who we're playing and make sure our best defense is where it needs to be and our best offense is where it needs to be.
But to go out to Colorado in 3-2, 3-0 sweeps is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. And I think it was really good for our mentality, too, because at the end of the day, it's who's there in between the ears.
And obviously you're seeing improvement from week to week, and you saw it again at these two matches.
Yeah, for sure. And those last two matches, you know, we put some other players in that hadn't, you know, seen the court yet, and they came in there and they just got to work exactly like they said they would. And that's one of the things I always tell my players: if you come off the sidelines, you need to bring something else to the team, and that's exactly what they did.
Make sure you're filling out a lineup card. Really tough, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. There's a lot of options. One of my captains was talking to me about that today. She's like, you can't be angry that we have so many options. I said, I know, but it sure makes doing my job hard.
Now this weekend, a little bit of a change in the schedule, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. We have, you know, our game against Western is at 4:00. Some people thought it was at 7:00, but North Platte's coming down to get another match under the belt. Them having such a small region, they don't have a lot of games, so we're trying to help them out. And then on Saturday, we had a mix up with Central, so we'll just be playing NJC at 6:00.
Who's North Platte going to play on Friday?
North Platte's going to play Western at 7:00.
It's yes. kind of a triangular.
Kind of a try, but we're not going to play North Platte.
Right. Very good. So again, how good is Western this year?
Great team. They've won some great matches, but then, you know, last night they lost against Casper in 3 sets. I don't know. I haven't watched that game all the way through yet. But I mean, it looked like a great game. It just, you know, at the end of the day, coaching girls sports, it's about who comes out and does their job.
Are you ready for this place to be packed with fans?
I want everybody to be here. You know, the limit is 800. Let's make it 800. Like, I want to see people.
That would be great, no question. The college is really hurting this week. I mean, we lost a great man in Garrett Noakes. I mean, you're doing something here Thursday, I do believe, that you kind of posted. Tell us what are you doing.
Yeah, so the Rodeo Kids, they wanted to do this, like, day in memory of Coach. And I said, okay, you guys just tell me what you want to do, and I'm going to make it happen. This community, we can spread it to the world. And it's not just McCook. We want every state to do it. And that's Coach Noakes would always do this thing. If he was filling up water, he'd put his ball cap on backwards so he'd remember that there was water running. And so the kids always noticed, you know, if Garrett had his hat on backwards, water was running somewhere. So water's on. So tomorrow, in memory of Coach Noakes, everyone's going to wear their ball caps backwards. So if you do that, send us a photo, because we want to make a big thing for the Noakes family of everybody that's doing that.
You have it posted on the Facebook pages?
Yeah, so it's on our MCC Volleyball Facebook page. I shared it on my personal page, and I've been just tagging everybody. So I hopefully you've seen it. If you haven't, get a hold of me, and I'm going to share it with you.